I would rather smuggle drugs from the UK to somewhere like France or like Germany. Or because
NDLEA, are you hearing?
Bad as it bad. I'm not gonna do it. But bad as it bad, yeah. Either end that they catch me, yeah, my human rights will not be violated. I will now go to Nigeria or Peru or Colombia, third world country, where they're even angry that. If you put it down, I'ma pick it up.
That was such a cute dance break.
How are you, dear?
That's my answer.
Deep sigh.
Deep sigh.
Deep sigh.
Well, I'm okay though. I'm good. I'm fine.
I think you need to do one or two. Then you'll be finer.
One or two what? Deep breaths?
No. One or two. What we were just talking about. And then you'll be fine. You'll be finer.
That is definitely a mood booster for sure.
It will be. Stop.
Well, hey guys, how you doing? I hope you've been enjoying the podcast so far.
And if you haven't, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you know, if you didn't your mother tell you that if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't say anything. You know, I always say is that people should not abuse us in the comments, but like, not abuse us. Anyway, welcome to a brand new episode of the Low Curio Lesbo podcast. My name is Valerie, and with me, I have the gorgeous. Don't play.
Period.
What are we doing? Okay, we know what we're talking. Probably even get to that. We have some more sendings, Abby.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
This do is interesting.
Let's go.
Okay, so the first one, yeah. It says, so I come from a comfortable family and I have been very fortunate to have most of what I wanted in my life.
Okay.
As an adult, I have a good job. I live well. I got with this man simply off of vibes. I hadn't dated in a while and was looking to have a fling. Mm. We're going to come back to this one. Which mistakenly became a relationship. We're going to come back to this. And I am literally waiting for him to fuck up so I have a good excuse to leave him. He doesn't come from much and it literally shows in everything. Whenever we're out, which isn't a lot, if we run into people at the establishment that he knows, it's most likely to be a busboy or a security man or something, which didn't bother me at all, but he brought it up in an argument that I felt like I was better than him because when we run into someone I know in an establishment, it's more likely to be a manager or the people who run the place. This is one example of many. It's deeply irritating, and I know I'm only with him because I'm trying not to be a bad person. Next time, I will listen to a Lam... Oh, my God. I will listen to a Lamide when he says, Malafé, broke nigga, fight for your life. A broke nigga who's also insecure? Crazy.
Loudy, loudy.
I have done a big mistake. My sister, I'm glad you know.
That's just it.
My sister, I'm glad you know.
What you've done is fucked up.
I wouldn't say it's fucked up.
No, what she has done is she has fucked up.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, she has 100%. Fucked up. Like, you... I feel like, first of all...
A fling cannot accidentally...
Even men that have... Even, and also men that are even comfortable are even... Can be very insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Not to talk of, like, a broke,
insecurity does not have a tax bracket.
You know what? I think that a lot of times, women always choose... They always think about their partners in relationships first before they think about themselves when it comes to, like, setting emotional things. I do agree that men definitely might... Some men... Some women... Let me just...
Willy bet.
Some women think about their partners first in the relationship. Like how she said she... she doesn't want him to feel bad, or she doesn't like she's staying with him because
she doesn't want to be the bad person.
She doesn't want to be the bad
person.
That's
not a valid reason to stay with anybody.
Why are you with him? Because I don't want to be a bad person.
Sounds like bondage to me, sis.
It's a bit weird. I just think that a lot of times, you know, we think that people say life is short, right? I'm about to get philosophical. Okay. People say life is short, and then we see that sentence as a passing phrase. life is short in the literal sense that if you spend your time doing something that doesn't literally feed your soul and make you happy, you're going to spend, like, you literally spent that time, you're never going to get back.
100%.
You're never going to be that age. You're never going to be that weight. You're never going to be that, like, you're never going to be like that. And you spent your time being with somebody because you don't want to be the bad person.
Honestly.
My sis.
I know you want to be philosophical. I want to be belligerent. I want to be a little bit disrespectful.
Go ahead.
I put to you.
Dead.
I put to you that you are a bad person.
I'm screaming.
And I'll tell you why, right?
Don't fucking kill me. Not a plot twist.
Listen to this angle. Listen to this. I'm still trying to formulate how I'll say it in my head. But your main complaint is that you don't want to leave him because you don't want to be a bad person. But the main reason you don't want to leave him is because he's not as financially capable.
So you're already bad. You're just pretending not to be bad.
Do you want to stay with him because you feel he's a charity case? And then if you now go, it's now, wow, she left him high and dry. My sister, you're not a savior. Jesus died. He rise again for a reason. Now if they save people, not you.
Yeah, man.
Do you understand?
I just feel like
one, you're in it for the wrong reasons. First. And then your frame of mind is even, I don't want to, or more, find someone in your tax bracket. And you if know you know something. You used to trip and fall in relationship, trip and fall into fling that's in a tax bracket.
I find that, in my experience, I'm not saying it's independent to me. I'm saying, like, with things, like, from people close to me and stuff. I find that women tend to sort of date down.
Yep.
And then men date up.
Yep.
Because, like, if, like, the way she described this man, it seems like he's not doing anything for her.
Mm-hmm.
And a man, even if a woman is not necessarily financially stable, she would have some other qualities that make up for the fact that she is not financially stable.
100%.
I think women are a bit flighty when they're making decisions about romance because they, well, sometimes they just want to believe that, like I said, that thing I was saying on the other episode, that it's sort of like you use your energy to pursue, to push the entire relationship. Like, you don't realize that, like,
you're overcompensating.
And, like, you're not even really in a real relationship. Do you get what I mean? Like, let's be realistic, right? If these things didn't bother you, we're not going to be having these conversations because you literally pointed to us that he says hi to the boss boys. Why are you telling us that? I'm even surprised. She didn't even say waiter. She said it's boss boy.
No, I think what she's trying to say is that an argument.
They are on two
that,
different levels in life.
No, but she's saying he used that against her so that he thinks she's better than him.
My dear, I'm sure that is she. You know that in that scenario, he would always think that. And you know, another gag is, I think that it is always toxic women that date men. Most scenarios, hot take. You have to be toxic to date someone that is, you know, that is less than you, has those insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that those insecurities feed inside you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but that's the truth. That's how, that's what I think.
I agree, actually.
I think that you want a level of control. Freed.
Yeah. Girl, that's why I'm here. I feel like, yeah, you want a level of control.
Yes.
Because
if you're dating a high value man.
High value man.
But, like, you get what I mean? Like, if you're dating someone that is your actual spec, like, that looks good on paper.
You know you have to
be. You cannot act like that.
To a degree.
You cannot act. You're not going to act like that. You're not. Everything will be funny all of a sudden. Like, bro, you're not going to act like that.
100%.
So, and it takes a lot for you to understand yourself. And this is the guy I'm talking about. He has to remove himself from that scenario because he thinks that he doesn't care, but he does.
What do you mean?
He thinks he doesn't care that she makes more money than him or she has.
100%
money,
he does. But he does.
He would swear he doesn't care, but he does.
Do you know what the craziest thing is? I was on TikTok and this guy keeps doing day in the life of a house husband, day in the life of a house husband, yeah. Mm-hmm. And people were like, women would be like, you're so strong to be a house husband, to be the, not being the breadwinner, da, 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 da. Men were like, look at this weakling, little pussy boy, cleaning up after his wife. Do you know it came out, that the reason he can be a house husband and be comfortable in his house husbanding, it's because he inherited like $50 million from his daddy when he died.
That's crazy.
So that one, even though his wife, he's literally just living the life he wants. Do you understand that sort of thing?
I hear that.
Like everybody in that house is doing what they want.
If my husband has $50 million, most of us are stay-at-home parents.
Like, no, but she likes what she does.
To be honest, I like what I do. I feel like I can never ever not work. I feel like I would
exactly
once I would definitely work.
You have to do something.
I definitely
them would. Kids will drive you crazy.
What would drive you
crazy? Them kids will drive you crazy.
Guess what? The way it is, right? I think I'll have to have work because, like I've said, I'm not really particularly sure if I want to have kids. So unless the person that I'm with has kids prior to me, or unless he really convinces me to have a child.
Child, the amount of convincing you have to do.
I want a child, but like you really have to convince me. I don't want to do it alone. So 100%. That's why I said the person has to convince me. Like you have to make me. I don't want to raise a child alone ever. Like I don't
want to
do
I
it.
I don't want to be the sole carer.
That is. Of I don't even want to be the primary caregiver. I want the primary caregiver to be able to shift. Like I want sometimes my husband is well, my partner. Is primary caregiver and I'm like I don't want to be the prime like so I think that's what I'm saying. Like I want to be convinced to have a child. Like all these things that some women do, be pregnant, their husband is in another country. I can't do it though.
You cannot do it.
So if my back is spending me the night, who will rub it?
You rub yourself there.
Joker.
Your water bottle.
Joker. I can't do it.
Here's another one. Why are we having an insecure men crisis in this? Oh God,
we had an episode about dating insecure men. We probably should probably do another one.
Oh,
we should update the episode.
Insecure men are the absolute worst. Yeah, I had surgery and a friend, male, sent me a get well package, and he flipped that he doesn't like the man and started slamming doors. Eh? And because of all of that,
after my surgery,
and because of all of that, here's the kicker. He refused to help me during recovery. If you haven't left that man, you are the problem.
Yeah, big fool.
You're the problem.
He refused you to are the problem.
You are the problem. If you have not left that man, you are the problem.
You know, I used to think that...
Can I interrupt? Please, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Interrupt.
Again, through dating aggressively. Do not believe that women don't see signs
don't see
to certain behaviors in the beginning. No, I'm not saying for everything. I'm not saying for everything.
Okay, wait, for what kind of signs?
Like, okay, if I'm out on a date with someone and you're snappy at like the wait stuff.
You know, some people aren't snappy at, some people don't. You know, we always think it's like textbook.
No, I'm not saying it's textbook.
What of the person that is they've hacked all those things?
Yeah?
They're not rude to anybody. They are perfectly, they're polite. Everything. Make it enter the house. Wham! Tell you slap.
Don't, those ones are hayakila. I'm not saying every situation, but I'm saying, let's say like a normal... Everybody is mentally stable. Nothing is doing you. Do you understand? Nothing is doing you. Nothing is doing the man. I feel like certain times there are indicators.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's certain indicators that will tell you that, this guy has
I
done
I think
this.
Definitely. So they're also stupid babes. You know babes that will say, oh, he's never done anything to me.
I'm not gonna lie. If
what's that Yoruba adage? The cane that they use for the first wife.
If I hear a man has been beating somebody black and blue, I'm not gonna say I'm different. I'm the rule. I'm not the exception.
Even if you want to make an exception, go and find it somewhere else.
I beg. Don't use me for the exception. Go and find your exception somewhere.
Is that
else.
It?
There's one more, but.
You don't want to read it?
I don't want to read it.
Why?
It's a bit, it's like, medical trauma.
Yeah, so I think that babe needs to send us like a message, like have a conversation, or like we're really on a different episode. So we're talking about our biggest fear on today's episode.
I have so many.
Honestly, me too. I have. Should we do like top five?
Oh yeah.
Okay, should we go back and forth?
Oh yeah.
So my first number one fear in this life ever is being buried alive. I know that that is very fucking random, but I was watching a show, a film where
it's
they
always
buried.
Going to be fume. It's always going to be fume.
Where they buried somebody alive, and honestly, I can't remember the name of the film.
Is it the one where he was in a wooden box and then he was trying to light a match or a candle inside?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That might have been it. It just seems so, like, you could see how he started dying, you know? Like,
Valerie, I have a question. What? Honestly, what scenario
would I be buried
do you
alive?
Envision yourself in where you would
My dear, you know, life is dynamic.
Well, to be honest, we are in Nigeria, so.
And life is dynamic. Chaos is a ladder. That guy that's TikToker that they sentenced to prison.
In Peru.
Did he know that he was going to go to prison for 8 years in Peru? Have you watched World's Worst Prisons on Netflix?
No.
Any prison in South America?
Oh, no.
Any prison
standard,
at all.
Gara.
See, there's a prison there that there was somebody searching the dustbin for a heroin needle in prison. That they had access to their dustbin that he was searching for heroin. The cocaine he wanted to carry.
No, but that TikToker, I didn't feel bad for him. Honestly, he looked like he wanted to run bad.
Wait. So you know,
because of the hell.
When I heard that they found him with cocaine, I thought that it was like
a little baggie. Saying like personal use.
Tell me why he literally had it under his suitcase, and what killed me was his shop surprise face. Like, what was he surprised about?
Maybe he didn't know it was that much. You know all these cartels, don't ask me questions how I know, but you know all these cartels, yeah, they'll say, okay, you carry a key, yeah, and then they'll now say, this is where the key is. But by the time you open it, there are 10 more keys hiding out in that space.
Did you hear the reports that they said that was not the first time he had smuggled cocaine out of the country?
What?
Yeah.
So he does, like, this is his peak.
Apparently he was a drug smuggler.
Ah,
but he was watching people that he was a TikTok star.
Of course, you have to wash your money somehow now.
Listen, I just feel like as if you're going to smuggle that amount of, like, you can't be dumb. So I think he's thinking, I'm just going out of the country. And I'm going, like, they're not going to stop me in the UK. Mm. Like, I'm leaving their country. So it's not like as if I was bringing it into their country. Mm. But, like, places in South America have very bad relationships with Europe and America.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, if
and
you keep taking drugs from
exports.
I think it was just extremely dumb. So I think that I don't think he was thinking. I think he just assumed that it was going to be a harmless thing. Peru is probably a third world country.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
So imagine coming somewhere like Nigeria, you're like, oh.
No, but that's the thing. That is what would deter me. I would rather, I wouldn't do it. I would, let me know.
But tell us what you'd rather do, T.
No. I would rather smuggle, well, they cannot revoke my passport. I would rather smuggle drugs from the UK to somewhere like France or like Germany, or because
NDLEA, are you hearing?
I'm not gonna do it, but bad as it bad, yeah. Either end that they catch me, yeah, my human rights will not be violated.
Mm,
I will not go to Nigeria or Peru or Colombia. Third world country where they're even angry that I'm black and dark skinned.
What do they even eat in those countries?
Eating is your concern. You need to make it
that
into
guy,
the prison
he's
alive.
Also gay. I'm not even trying to be funny, but
good luck to him and his.
Like apologies. I just feel like he's going to be so bullied and so traumatized in that prison.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. Because, like, he's obviously, like, you can tell, like, he
he looks fragile. He looks like...
Do you understand?
He looks like if by this... Whoa! He's not going to have a good time, and I'm so sorry for him. I'm not going to lie. You can't buy my peace of mind for 30k pounds.
It's 300,000 pounds.
No, but how much do you think he's getting?
To be honest, 30k pounds.
You can't buy.
I can't go to prison for 30k pounds. For 8 years. It will finish. He's going. You know, when I saw that thing, all I thought was he was going to spend his 30th birthday in that prison.
That sucks.
That's what I thought. I was like, me, my 30th. I went there for 1 month. Yeah. I'll now be in prison in Peru.
God forbid.
Anyway, so that is, so like, obviously, I brought it up because I'm just like, life
is dynamic.
I brought it up. Why did I say I brought it up? I brought it up because because life is dynamic and you never know where, you know, this Lagos, one day you are in the club. That time that,
oh yeah, was, to be honest, last night, where I was just you, that happened last night.
Yeah. You know, last that year that they were in the clubs and then it was during lockdown, people were flaunting lockdown rules and the next thing people ended up in the police station. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. One, should I tell you how one of my friends escaped?
They were jumping fence.
No. We will not say the club, but you know they used to dress up in different type of regalia.
Mm-hmm.
He gave
he wore their clothes.
He literally just told one of the waiters, here's £100, give me what you're wearing. And he was just sitting there with the wait stuff. I swear, big Cartier bust down on his wrist and nobody was questioning. You work here?
I work here.
Omo, he sat there. When they
it's
said,
fake.
Okay, workers, Emalosili, he carry his leg, you go enter bench, drive home. I just looked at him like, this guy is must staff. Be
I love it for him. Someone posted on TikTok that he did that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. After now, obviously. But he posted it on TikTok. Oh, wow, I've been on TikTok for a while.
It's the same guy.
It is?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Yehido. Anyway, so I'd say being buried alive. I'm very, very afraid of heights. But I do love a good view. So it's like a love hit. The day that I did the canopy walkway.
Oh, at night?
Yes. Babe, have you done it? It goes really high now. And it's the longest in Africa. Do you know?
Congratulations to us.
Sister, I started crying. I swear to God. Oh my God. I cried.
Are you serious?
I cried. No, I cried. I think I'm also because I was high.
Heights. I'm scared. What's your problem?
You know, stoners do this thing where we like to smoke before and after everything. So I was like, how bad can it be? My dear, it was bad. I don't wish that shit upon my enemy. It was bad. Like, I would never do a canopy walkway in my life again. But I will zip line.
Okay.
I will zip line, but I don't do a canopy walkway.
Okay.
Number three here, going to prison. I love my freedom so much. I think the first thing that'll drive me crazy in prison is not being able to press my phone.
Because
if I feel like we should do a compilation, but if we do a compilation of every single episode of the podcast I've filmed, you will see me pressing my phone.
I'm all
alone. I can't not press my phone. No, pressing my phone is even different because I can be holding my phone and I will not reply a message for 5, 6, 7 hours. It's just doing whatever, just leisurely stuff. Shit is my phone.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I can't open TikTok and start laughing.
I'm screaming, stop now.
Bro.
That's actually true, though.
Do you get, like, if I want to drink, I have to make moonshine? What's that?
Oh, moonshine?
Yeah.
No, it's not moonshine in prison, it's toilet wine. It just gets worse, isn't it?
See, we're even talking about Yankee prisons. Let's talk about how Nigerian prisons are. Do you remember that time that this babe was in prison, Kemi Olunoyo? Do you know what she used to wear?
No.
It was blue and blue. Like navy blue and navy blue. Like three-quarter trouser. Three-quarter. That was their prison uniform. Blue and blue. You know when you think of prison, you think of America. Orange. You hear the... That's what you think. My dear, they will use padlock. You know, see when... Sheon Kutsi went to prison and he said that he had to renovate the cell that he stayed in because it was so bad. That he has renovated the cell that he puts him in. Can you imagine what Nigerian prison would be like? Hey, I can't do it though. That's a really serious fear for me. I'm afraid of going to prison. I don't like my rights or my freedom being
taken?
I don't. Another fear I have is being taken for idiots. I'm afraid of being taken for idiots. Yeah,
that's a valid fear. Especially
listen, yeah. Whether it's in romantic relationships or platonic relationships, so if you take me for idiots, I almost hang myself. I vomit on my whole body. I swear to God, I hate being taken for granted. But what is
your definition? Okay.
I hate, you know, the way you're taking for idiots is when you lose guard. Like, you just feel so comfortable with the person that said, oh, day. That's it. That's someone taking you for granted. In whatever simple way it is. Like, this one, is she finished? No. I'm afraid of being taken for idiots. Last one. Like, I'm afraid of pregnancy.
Oh my God, that's my number one.
My number five is pregnancy.
I'm scared of pregnancy and labor.
Yeah,
if I get pregnant today, I don't know how this baby.
I'm afraid
is
of pregnancy
out.
And labor. That's my
we
last one.
We live like this forever. I don't.
Yeah, man. I don't know how my body will react to pregnancy. I'm very scared about it. But, you know, it might not be so bad. But, like, with, like you know, genetics and, like, history and stuff, I feel like in my family, the women in my family have had semi to difficult pregnancies. Mm. So, like, why might I be different now? I don't know.
Yeah.
Me, I'm afraid of getting pregnant because I feel like, number one, I'm so self-conscious of my body. Like, this body dysmorphia thing we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very confident now and, like, I'm okay. But I feel like I'm so self-conscious of my body. Like, seeing my body change like that. Like, that your stomach, like there's nothing you can do about this. You're literally creating a child. I'm just like, and then my back will be paining me. And then, like, thinking about all those things, I can lose my hair, I can lose my teeth.
You can go blind.
My nose, like acne, like I'm definitely 100% one of those people that my nose will expand when I'm pregnant. It show me die. Have you seen this nose? I'm afraid of pregnancy.
Yeah.
And labor. Will you do an epidural?
Okay.
Oh, you have like your child like through CS.
All right, cool. Let me explain something.
Please.
The first week I moved to uni, right, I got viral meningitis.
Jesus Christ.
And with viral meningitis, they need to do a spinal tap, right? They need to do a spinal tap to drain and test the spinal fluid to make sure that the viral meningitis is not going to your brain.
Jesus Christ.
So at the age of 18 years, I have had a spinal tap. As soon as they tapped my spine, I got the biggest headache here and I started throwing up uncontrollably.
Mm.
That lasted for 4 days.
Mm.
Now someone's asking me if I want someone else to chuck a needle in my spine.
I've gotten I got a thing from when I had surgery and I had a bad reaction to it. Like, they did inject me in the back. I had to bend over. It was a very fat needle, so I think it was an epidural because I was paralyzed from the waist down. Yeah.
Well,
last year.
Yeah, that was an epidural.
Last year, September. So they did that in my back. And to be honest, maybe because, I don't know, but...
And I just think, when you people were doing spinal tap, you people did not add anything there. It's to remove and test that you did. And I have a headache and I'm throwing up uncontrollably. Come on, stop.
If you
now.
See the way I was itching, babe. Like, after, listen, when I woke up from my surgery, I was itching so bad.
Listen, labor.
It's scary,
it's scary.
Like, what? Even shitting is hard. So, like, and I hear shit comes out.
Sometimes you can shit yourself. One of my closest friends, she has a kid, and she said it's like someone great. Labor feels like someone is grating your back. Do you know how disgusting that sounds? So that's my number one fear, pregnancy. Also, another dimension of pregnancy is when the baby arrives, I do not want to be the sole primary carer of another human being.
And my face is still like this from your friend's description of all the boys.
We have to do a 50-50. There's no other way. We're both primary
sometimes carers. You have to be 70, Seth.
Sometimes you have to be 70. It has to be, it might be 80, 20 sometimes.
Honestly, because, bro, those first nine, those 9 months, or those 10 months that I carry that baby, and then the labor. I feel like 10 months of labor.
I'm already 18.
And then the labor itself is another 10 months. So, like, I'll be there for the child, but, like, I'll be the present dad. Should be this.
Abby. You said the present dad.
Oh, my days. Okay, number one.
Number two. I feel like my fears are, like, very deep. Let me find a...
No, tell us. Get deep, baby.
Get deep. Mm-hmm. I think my biggest fear... It's failure. I cannot fail.
I used to be wondering, what do you mean failure?
Just not
like
achieve.
You become a failure.
Yeah.
You like can never become a failure.
Just not achieving my potential.
I mean, no, that's a very valid fear, but like, I feel like the kind of person that you are is just maybe because you have tendency to be lazy. That's why you're like. Oh, am I reading it for filth? Don't worry, you'll not be a failure. As long as we're friends, you'll not fail. But I get that.
Name.
I understand and I feel fear
like,
of failure.
Yeah, and I feel like Nigeria adds another dimension.
Listen,
to that.
I was saying to my friend
that
everybody works two jobs.
I don't. Well, yeah, technically I do. this is my second job. Yeah, I picked up another job. Trip. Yeah.
Don't you influence sometimes?
Technically three now.
And
yeah.
See this girl. Nobody is. Anybody that is doing only one job. Power to you.
And like in the UK, obviously, as long as you're a registered human being, you have access to like benefits, you have access to health, help. Mm-hmm. Healthcare is free, things like that, right? So bad as it bad, there is a somewhat of a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be as luxurious or as much as you'd like, but like if you are down in the UK, you can never really be out like that. But in Nigeria, the vibe is if you die, you die.
That's it too.
The vibe is if you die, you die. So when people are like, how are you? And they say, I'm alive. Honestly.
It's very valid.
Valid is going.
Yeah.
Is going. Okay. And another one is losing my parents. And sometimes, yeah. So my parents are older. There's a 13-year age gap between me and my brother, and then a 10-year age gap between me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So my siblings are way older. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to that stage where, like, I'll come home and my mom will be like, oh, her friend has died. And you're like, how old was she? She was like, 80-something. I'm like, hey, Oluwa! Oluwa, what do you mean 80-something?
I swear.
What
I
do you
that.
Mean? It is not old. You know, like, when you hear things, yeah, and you're like, oh, that person lived a long life. But then when you now put it in relation to you, that Edre, that cool, God, I beg.
Yeah.
No.
I think my dad had me in his late 50s. So, like, right now, he's like, it's something. Mm. He's like, it's 87 or
88.
My dad is old, man. So, like, I used to get so scared if anything was wrong with him.
I swear.
And then my mom is like 20 something years younger than my dad.
Okay, fair.
But like, she recently had a health scare, and boy, my opposite was so shook. So that is a very valid fear as well, losing my parents, because I feel like I've always had them, which is very lucky for me, you know. I feel very, very grateful that they're around. I told him I love you like 1 million times. I've healed from all like my daddy issues. Mm. Not all, but majority of them I've healed from is because like I decided that it's more important for me to have a relationship with my dad than like anything else. So like I understand that too. Mm. I understand that one as well, actually.
Yeah.
Not that's making us sober up and think about life. I
think about life. Anyway, a lighter one. I'm scared of other people's dogs.
Why?
Because I was bit by a dog 2 years ago.
Jesus
a
Christ.
A dog literally bit me on the
ass. Was he a man's dog?
Yeah.
Good for you.
What kind of dog was it? No, but I went there for a birthday party. What kind of dog was it? I don't know. I think it was like a mutt, like a mixed breed.
Not a mutt?
Yeah. Omo, it bites me. Oh. It bites me on my bum bum. I have a scar here and right on my bum bum from a dog bite. Can you imagine? So I'm really scared of other people's dogs, especially in Nigeria.
Do you have dogs?
Huh?
Do you have dogs?
Well, when I was younger. And I
so really why did you say, so why are you emphasizing on other people's dogs?
Because in Nigeria, I feel like, so I was around people that raised pits. Like pit bulls.
That's why they used to call you Fluffy.
I was around people that used to raise pit bulls.
Wagwan Fluffy.
Yeah. So, and I had never been bitten, but they're trained well and do you get, like, there's a lot of energy and effort, like, put into allowing them not to bite other people, right? But I feel in Nigeria, people just wake up one day and say, I want a dog! And suddenly it's the like dog appears. There's no training. There's no like for the
fam. They sell dogs in traffic. In this
yeah.
Place.
So like you literally have a wild animal that's living in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Actually.
So you're afraid of being bitten by other people's dogs?
Other people know because like you people is like you people don't train your animal in this country.
I'm dead.
You just used to say vibe, buy like it is in the house.
I'm dead.
And as long as it's not biting me, because it was literally just a freak accident. It was roaming around the kitchen, and then I saw its tail stand up, its ears prick. And I was like, yo, I think your dog is angry. The dog's like, walking towards. I said, yo, I think your dog is angry. This is your cue to grab the dog. He jumped and bit my... You think I'm joking? If... When we're done,
to jump and bite your
yeah, head. Man. When I'm done, I'll show you the scar on my bum bum. It's my left cheek. Imagine if it bit harder, it would have taken a chunk of my bum bum.
Chinegi.
Ha. Huh. No, I had to get stitches.
No way.
Yeah, it was serious.
That's crazy. Did he pay for the stitches?
No.
Really?
No. You know who it is as well?
Who's that?
I'm not going to say it here.
Tell me after, please. Who
yeah,
is it?
No, you know who it is. I will like
is he my friend?
Like industry.
That's crazy.
I was just like, chai, this life. Ooh, this
you should
life,
have at least paid for your stitches. Mm.
They said, they tell me sorry and they kept it pushy.
Dead.
Say sorry.
Dead. At least he said sorry.
And then the last one. What is my last? Oh my God. Do you know what I'm actually scared of? The ocean.
I get that.
I am scared of the ocean.
I get that. I have a water phobia as
so
well.
So it's not even a water phobia because I know how to swim. I know how to tread water. Ah. You go to go beach every day. You don't know how to swim.
We'll fix do that. I swim to the beach?
Did I say you swim to the beach? No,
I want to actually learn how to swim.
I teach you. You have
I don't
all the
trust
flotation
you.
Devices you need. It's not.
I don't trust you telling me you teach me.
I'll teach you.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. I can swim. I can tread water. When I was in Tanzania earlier this year, I decided.
Jet set at tea.
I decided that let's. We're in the middle of the ocean. Let's jump in. Jiggets. So I've now jumped off the boat into the water. Bro, I just realized that there is nothing under you.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing under you. And there are creatures that live. You're in somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. And I really had to get the fuck out of here. Because I know it was probably in my mind. And I thought I felt something on my leg. I started screaming. And people were like, she can't swim. Manager told me, was like, she can't swim. Just let her.
I'm dead.
Let her work through it.
I'm dead. I want to jump in the ocean. That's why I want to learn how to swim. I actually want to learn how to swim.
Bro.
I'd like to do that. I feel like that would be so freeing for me.
Really? But that water is very salty and it dries out your skin.
But like, for the experience, for the vibes.
For the vibes.
Doing stuff for the plot and that.
I don't know.
So that's top five fears. Should we ask people to send in their fears?
Yes, send in your top five fears. I want to hear.
I feel like you guys should send in. Yeah, I definitely do have a water phobia. Do you know what? Let me try and learn how to swim before the end of the year.
Do you think that will cure it?
It would make me more confident.
Fair.
At least, worst case, I'll be more confident. So I think if you have like your worst fears, just send it to us.
Let's have it.
We're going to post a link. Well, what are we posting? Anyway, we'll post a link, yeah. So you guys share your worst fears and let us know. And we'll come back and we'll dissect it. You send us funny ones too. It doesn't have to be serious.
Don't be like me.
Don't be like Tommy. Party poop. Like me. I'm talking about being buried alive. Someone else, I'm like, what a deep girl. Valerie is shallow.
I said I'm scared of the ocean.
That's a literal deep fear.
I don't like what you're doing.
Love
I'm
you.
I'm enjoying it.
Anyway, thank you for listening to us. I hope you had fun.
Thank you, guys.
And then we're going to see you in the next episode.
Yes.
So feel free to like,
comment,
subscribe, okay,
per,
and follow us across social media. Our handle is Loki Relatable Pod. See you soon.